Hell Yes Life, episode 27. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey, 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 Hell Yes Lifers. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. This is the fourth in a five-part mini-series, The 5 Steps to Achieving Your Hell Yes Life. So glad you could join me, and I highly encourage you, if you haven't already, to listen to steps 1, 2, and 3 before you get into 4. Or, you know, you can always backtrack, but, you know, they're in the order they're in for a reason. But let's get right into step 4. So step 1, find your hell yes. Step 2, create your hell yes vision or your cringeworthy vision. Step 3, in the last episode, we talked about building your hell yes day. And now at step 4, we're gonna take a look at our past. Oh God, it's our past. Oh no. So now what we're going to do is we're going to identify our hell no's. Our hell no's. And what we do, why we're doing this at step 4 instead of step 1 is because if we do this at step 1, you know, this is the stuff of therapy and so forth, we can get lost in this realm and never really move on to step 2 if this was step 1, right? So a lot of us spend a lot of our time kind of sorting through our past patterns, our past challenges, and we never quite feel ready to move forward with our lives. Well, that's why I put this at step 4. We don't want to completely overlook the fact that we're going to have past patterns and hell knows that come up in our lives, but we don't want it to be the first thing that we think about, right? So we've figured out what our hell yes is. We've created our vision. We're building our day. And now as we start to move forward, inevitably, there's going to be some old fears that come up. And my phone going off there, but I'm just going for it. So we're going to have old fears that are coming up. Maybe that was fear calling that try to stop us, right? And what we need to recognize when those fears come up, when those old patterns come up, is that they're old ingrained patterns that have, you know, they've been our... I said this before, they're not our enemy exactly. They're our frenemy, right? They're really our friend. They've been trying to take care of us for a long time now. But now we're wanting to say to our fears, hey, you know what? Thanks for taking care of me all this time, but I'm ready to move forward with my life. So I'm going to have you sit here. You're not going to be able to completely obliterate your fears, but you can have them come along and just, you know, say, hey, we're going to move forward anyway. So there's a couple things I want to mention here. One thing that I've found in my own life is, well, first of all, I've spent a lot of time over the past 10 or 12 years or so working on myself in recovery, and I've also done therapy, and I've done this thing called co-counseling, which is kind of like peer-to-peer counseling. I can talk about that another time. And all of these things have helped me with my past patterns when they've come up, because, you know, you do need to do some work on this. It's just feeling is that we don't want to wait until we're done. We're never going to be done, right? The past can be a bottomless pit. So what I have noticed, though, is some of the things that come up for me that can be problematic in me moving forward is, well, one thing I want to bring up is they're called triggers, right? There's certain things that happen in our present lives that are triggers for us that bring up old past patterns. And when they happen, we're no longer in the present moment. We're back in the past somewhere, or we're reacting to something that it's not the thing that's happening on the surface. It's something that happened a long time ago, right? So I had, you know, one example of that for me a few years ago. I was in a meeting with a client, and you know, this is a woman of authority, and she wasn't very happy with the work that. You know, I had done, that we had done as an agency, and she let me know that. I remember walking out, going to the bus that day after work, and having this feeling like, God, I've got so much energy around this. I feel so kind of riled up by the fact that she wasn't happy with this. And I had this moment where I said, you know, I said to myself, I'm triggered, you know, and in that moment, I snapped out of this old pattern that I was in. See, this old pattern had been about my mom and I always wanting to please my mom. And when she was upset, then I was upset. And so if there's anything that happens in my present life that mirrors that, it sends me into a bit of a spiral. And so what's been helpful is, you know, I can't make those situations go away, but I can at least recognize them. So when I recognize that I'm triggered, I'm able to get a little bit of space from that triggered state. And then sometimes it does dissipate almost immediately. Other times it's just, you know, okay, it's time for me to go to my tools and my toolbox to work on this this feeling of being triggered. So I would put that out to you. I mean, this is just getting a little bit of information out there about, you know, how to deal with your hell no's. We're not going to delve too much into any of these things. Another thing around, you know, just around this topic of other people, right? So I've also done a lot of work around codependency. You know, what do other people think? And again, this is like growing up in a sometimes challenging family environment. My focus would be on what are my parents thinking right now or what are they doing? And I'm outside of myself. I'm not really centered in myself. I'm only externally focused on, you know, I have to react to respond to what, you know, other people are doing. And then, you know, we take these codependent patterns into our lives after we leave home. And suddenly we're all about what will other people think, right? So that's probably a big fear that if you're starting to move towards your hell yes life, that question is probably coming up for you in one way or another. What will they think? You know, I know that I have had that. I could be having that even right now as I'm talking to you. But I'm feeling like I'm breaking through that. And I broke through that when I first published the podcast. But anything new that you're putting out there in the world, especially if you've grown up in a challenging environment where people were telling you as a kid, like, no, you know, your ideas are not acceptable. You know, just get in line and be quiet. You have those voices in your head, and you know, it can be that much more challenging. But if we can see them, we can overcome them. I'm going to read a quote now about fear. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. Eleanor Roosevelt. Right? So we can use that past, that challenging past that we've lived through as a foundation for us to move forward in our lives. And I will tell you this, that the reason I'm doing this podcast as opposed to a podcast about business and marketing or some other topic like that is because this is what I feel passionately about. And I feel passionately about this because I have gone through a lot of challenges in my life. And I know that there's, you know, a lot of other people out there, maybe you as well, who have gone through a lot of challenges in your life. So this podcast is here for you. You know, it's here for you, especially if you've gone through some challenges, to know that you can make gold out of coal or whatever you want to say. We can reconcile with our past and use that to move forward with our future. So yeah, like I said, there's tools in the toolbox that I've used. I would encourage you to put together your own toolbox. You know, I've gone to 12-step programs. I've used therapy. I've worked with coaches, and I've done, like I said, this co-counseling, kind of peer-to-peer counseling. There's lots of resources out there. So if you're at that place in your journey where you're listening to this stuff about building your hell yes day and coming up with your cringeworthy vision, and you're like, I don't know how I would ever do that. I mean, I'm addicted to heroin, or, you know, I'm hoping it's not that bad, but you know, like that you're in a place it's hard for you to imagine how you could move forward. Then I encourage you to tap into the tools and resources that are out there. There are tools and resources and people out there waiting to help you. One of our guests, Doug Piotr, that's he talks about his past and how he came from a dysfunctional family environment. He ended up addicted to heroin and ended up in a life of crime that led to prison, and how prison was really something that completely changed his life. And then after prison, he went into recovery. I mean, this guy's got a really inspiring story, and there's a lot of really amazing, inspiring stories out there. So keep coming back to this show if you're in a place where you feel feeling a little bit hopeless, right? This is especially for you. All right. Great job. You've made it to step four. We've got one more step to go. And I'm excited to share it with you on the next episode. Until then, let's say hell yes together, shall we? One, two, three, hell yes! All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes Life.